All right, people, I swear to y'all, I'm up. I am up now. I ended up taking an unexpected power nap, woke up, didn't know what. I feel like Kyle Reese, you know, where he's like, what day is it? The date? What year? Like, that's exactly what I felt like. I know I'm not the only person that just wakes up sometimes like a tad bit frantic and you kind of don't know where you are or who you are at that moment. But I'm up, people. I had to make, big ass cup of coffee. I was a little bit too excited and little bit, I was pouring into my cup, literally, a little too much, and I ended up spilling half of the fucking cup out, so I had to make a little bit more coffee, but I do have my coffee right next to me, which is my trusty steed that gets me through a lot of these commentaries, but I feel like it does help when, you know, for moments like this, but nonetheless, people, I'm up, I'm here to make sure we get this done, this trailer reaction for a movie that, you know, I posted the poster earlier on social media, and I said, I'm both curious and concerned. So let's skip all the pleasantries, people. A Quiet Place Day One. Now, this is a prequel to the first movie, A Quiet Place. So let me just say something about that movie before I, you know, make minor comments about the second one and then get into how I feel about this one. That first movie, A Quiet Place, I was a little bit late to the party with that film. I was actually really surprised that it was directed by John Krasinski because I was familiar with John Krasinski in like The Office and things like that. And then it wasn't until I really started to get into The Office. I went back and watched The Quiet Place. And I'm like, this guy, this is another one of those cases that I tend to talk about often nowadays, where these comedic actors make this transition into being in front of or, you know, behind the camera with these horror films. You know, again, people like Jordan Peele with Get Out, people like Danny McBride with the Halloween trilogy, people like Chris Rock being involved in Spiral, things like that. I feel like that is, it's a very interesting transition. I'm loving the trend. I'm not a big trendy guy, but I'm loving the trend of these comedic actors jump, or these people from comedic backgrounds overall, jumping into the genre the way they are, man, because it's been panning out better than it has, it's been for the better than it has been for worse, in my personal opinion. But that first movie, you know, there was a great episode that Double Toasted, it's one of my favorite podcasts ever. Double Toasted actually did an episode where they talked about the horror movies that played on senses, and they talked about movies like Tremors and things like that movies that play on sound and, you know, sight and hearing and things like that. And A Quiet Place is, I feel like, I think after the first time watching it, I know I was definitely feeling this way by the second watch, but I'm almost sure the first time I watched it, I said, this is a modern classic. I'm a big sucker for movies that can, you know, movies that aren't really super heavy on dialogue, so much so that they can function as silent films. I think No Country for Old Men's a great example of that. I think Drive is a great example of that. But A Quiet Place, the little bit of dialogue that it might have had, I didn't need it. You know, there's sign language. There's an actress in there who I think is actually deaf. So, you know, John Krasinski and Emily Blunt have to communicate with her through sign language. They write on things, you know, to get their points across. And it's not even fully a monster movie. You know, it's not even really fully a horror movie. It is very much almost a post-apocalyptic drama. It's got a lot of emotion to it, man. I did not cry watching the first A Quiet Place movie, but I did choke up, man, when John Krasinski, spoiler alert, sacrifices himself so that his kids can survive. Another great scene that was like, it was pretty tense, but it was emotional as well, is when Emily Blunt is literally giving birth in a bathtub full of water. Is it full of water? I believe it's full of water. But she's giving birth, but the monsters, because they play on sound, she cannot make a sound. And I'm just like, God, ladies, I feel for y'all. I could not imagine the horrors that y'all bodies have to go through during giving birth. As beautiful as it is, you know, for her to have to endure that all while, like, trying not to make a sound, it was such a well put together scene, man. And the kids, it's one of those movies where the kids could have been 100% annoying, but they're kids, so you understand exactly what you know, why they are the way they are. So I like that movie a lot. Plus, A Quiet Place, they murked that fucking kid off probably like in the first 5 minutes of the movie. He's only like 2 years old. You know, he's playing with that electronic plane or something like that, and it goes off and his ass gets snatched up. As far as the monsters, I think the monsters were pretty, they were pretty brutal. If they hear you, they are going to kill you. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You are going to get your shit sliced in half, man. And it's going to be quick. You know, you're going to get pulled off screen or you're going to get taken down. You're going to be off screen regardless. But that movie is amazing, man. It's damn near a 10 out of 10 movie for me. And just talking about it makes me want to go back and watch it. But the second movie, I remember saying to myself, I didn't really need a sequel, but it was okay. You know, I'm not the biggest Cillian Murphy fan. I did like that Jaimin Hansu was in there. And once I saw Jaimin Hansu, I was like, yeah, he's not going to live long, because it just took me back to when he was in Furious 7 and every single line was fucking just elevated at the top of his lungs. But I remember the sequel. I'm not going to say it was forgettable, but I remember the sequel being pretty decent. You know, it's very rare that you make a sequel to a modern classic like A Quiet Place, and it actually not necessarily 100% lives up to the original, but it is pretty fucking solid from what I remember, man. Again, I've only seen it like once. Now, when they announced that they were doing a prequel, I said to myself, I was like, here we go with this. You know, this is the thing. The older I get, the more I really don't need an explanation on certain things. You know, I used to be that person. I want the exposition of, you know, a prequel of how the zombies got here and how the monsters got. Sometimes I don't need all of that shit. I mean, it's cool, but I feel like something, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, is what they say. So I was like, I really don't care. You know, I really don't care about where the monsters came from. I don't want to see their planet. I don't want to see their origin, you know, but the cast started shaping up. And then, you know, Jaimin Hansu came back and Lupita Nyong'o's on board. And I said, okay, you know, not only, you know, my concern and my curiosity kind of go hand in hand here. Well, they do clearly go hand in hand here. Let me not front. But I said that, okay, we've got, you know, we've got diversity in the forefront here. So let me give this a chance. But one of the things that is a little bit concerning here also is the fact that this is a different director. I think John Krasinski did part two also, and I feel like when you get that flow, when you get that consistency, when you get that continuity, why, I don't know if John Krasinski had other, you know, other obligations to tend to, I'm not sure, but, you know, he's got story credits here. I'm not sure if he's an executive producer or anything, but this director, Michael Sarnowski, let me see what this guy has done here. He did Pig with Nicolas Cage. I did a trailer reaction for Pig, if y'all want to know how I feel about that. He did a Fight Night Legacy, which was a short film. Love of the Dead, which was a short film. Fight Night Legacy, it was a TV series. He was co-director. He did three episodes of that. He did a short film called That. And he did a TV series, co-director of that, called Olympia. It looks like his directorial debut on the big screen was Pig with Nicolas Cage. Yeah, I'm even more concerned now, but let's get into it, people. Jaimin Hansu, Alex Wolff, who is a young man of the genre, Hereditary, old, you know. I mean, he's in different genres, too, because he's in the Jumanji reboots or requels, whatever you want to call it. I like that actor a lot, man. I think that guy has got, I mean, his future's already bright as is, but I want this guy to just keep climbing the ladder and just keep starring and shit. And I don't want him to die in this movie. Alex Wolff better not die in this movie. You got, did I say Joseph Quinn already? I don't know. You got Lupita Nyong'o, Jennifer Woodward, Alexander John. Alexander John, I've seen him in something before. Let me really quick. Never mind. Doesn't even matter because I don't recognize it right off the bat. But people, shout out to Paramount Pictures for dropping this 6 hours ago. This is not a long trailer at all, man. I expected more for the way that they gassed this up. This is a minute and 39 seconds long, but whatever, let's get into it. Let me put some volume on this, people. Let's get into this trailer reaction for A Quiet Place Day One. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's John Krasinski. Day 472. Hey, it's the family. I mean, if it's a prequel, you gotta bring them back. Oh, it's Cillian Murphy. Okay. Oh, day one. This shit about to go left. Oh, they came from the sky. They look like asteroids. This shit looks like Armageddon. like the actual movie Armageddon. Oh. Get off my foot, motherfucker. The monsters came in and said, "Party time." Well, she got flour on her face. Oh. Jaime Hounce was like, shut the fuck up. It's a stampede of those things. Is it? Oh shit. Only in theaters June. I love that last shot. Yo, I love this. At the bottom of the release date or the release month, it says text be quiet to 929-202-SHHH. They really want us to shut the fuck up this time around. I love that shot of the creatures just climbing down that skyscraper at the end of the trailer. But if I'm going to be honest with y'all, man, I y'all already know. This is a very underwhelming fucking trailer. I'm sorry. I expected, you know, we are two movies in. Two great movies in. One modern classic, one sequel that didn't really need to be made, but is actually really solid from what I remember. So for a prequel that I don't, you know, I don't know how many like-minded people like myself are out there that believe that this is, you know, a prequel was pretty unnecessary. I expected more. I expected a hell of a lot more. Now, we know they did the same thing that the opening, I think the opening of A Quiet Place Part 2 or Volume 2, whatever it was called. I think the opening for that was John Krasinski going to the store. He's going in town and he's asking the cop or whoever what's going on. And then that thing, the creature kind of like, it looks like the creature trips over his own fucking feet and crashes into that car. And then there's I think there's a tracking shot with Emily Blunt driving in the car trying to save the kids or something like that. It's a really intense and really well-filmed intro for a trailer. I mean, it's a well-filmed scene in a movie, but to start the trailer off like that, I think it was really decent. This is a by the numbers, how did the apocalypse begin type of trailer. You know, they don't really give you anything except some shit that looks like a natural disaster. Obviously, we know the monsters are coming, but this looks like any Roland Emmerich fucking movie that, you know, this looks like every movie Roland Emmerich's come out with in the last two decades or so. You know, this is the beginning of the end. I expected way more. It is great to see, you know, like I said, the diversity, man. It's great to see Jaime Hounce and Lupita Nyong'o in the forefront of a movie like this. Well, I'm not so sure how much screen time Jaime Hounce is going to get, but for them to cross paths and, you know, she wakes up covered in dust and he grabs her mouth and he's like, yo, shut the fuck up. Like, I love that part. I don't know, man. This is just, it's not really a lot that I can take away from this other than the fact that it looks like every other, you know, apocalypse movie or natural disaster movie in the trailer. You know, destruction, explosions, cars flipping all over the place, pandemonium, people trampling over each other, people grabbing, you know, there's a scene where, or a shot where the guy is grabbing Lupita Nyong'o's leg when she's under the car and he's saying, help me, help me, help me. You know, people grabbing other people to you know, just to save themselves and things like that. It's nothing I haven't seen before. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot of people out there that are waiting for this movie. I'm curious to see it. I'm still curious, but this is one of the reasons that I had concerns, you know, equal concerns with my curiosity. And it just proves to be true because I'm not really excited. I can't say I'm super excited for this because it's just a pretty basic trailer. It's more of a teaser than anything. And that's why I was surprised at this being, you know, a minute 38 seconds long. But I don't know, man. You know, 14 minutes into this, I feel like we already had a long-winded intro. You know, I had a lot to say in the intro. I have more to say in the intro than I do for this trailer, honestly. So this may be a fairly short one, man, which I don't like to do. I like to break these trailers down, but it's not much to go on. They don't leave me anything to really go on with this trailer. Let's watch it again and see what happens. This is why they shouldn't have killed John Krasinski's ass off. Just should have just kept him around for fucking sequels if we were going to franchise this thing. And it definitely looks like every other disaster movie, because how many fucking disaster movies and post-apocalyptic movies take place in New York? And the poor cat didn't do anything to anybody. That's a cool shot too, of the bridge in New York just collapsing like that. But looks like something out of Cloverfield. Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, I love that shot. Them things is coming. But other than that, like, what, my bad, people, I actually hit the play button again. What are they really giving me here? You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that last shot of those monsters climbing down the skyscraper like that. That's badass. It's scary. It's terrifying. But what are, like, come on, man. I'm not, I just did a trailer reaction for Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey, and I got more out of that bullshit than I got out of this. You know, and that's a movie where I'm just like, all right, whatever, what y'all got for me? Like, it's just no real excitement at all. I just wanted it to be better than the first one, but I'm just like, oh shit, there's even guilty pleasure things to love about it. But here is, you know, I expected more. You know, something that John Krasinski put in motion, you know, he wasn't the only driving force behind this, but for him to direct and just give us such a fucking great film, man. Just well written, well directed. Performances were great. It's just top to bottom, it's great. So for him to do that, and I don't know, I feel like we're taking, you know, no pun intended, because this is a prequel, but I feel like we're taking steps backwards at this point. And I gotta be honest again, man, because I'm gonna wrap this up in a little bit. I'm very underwhelmed with this trailer, but there was a movie I saw on Netflix, man. Me and my girl watched this movie like a couple months ago. And she had seen it before. I never saw it. It's called The Silence. And I think, oh God, what is his name? Not John Turturro. But, let me look this shit up really quick. Really quickly, people, give me one second. I can never remember this guy's name. Stanley Tucci. Stanley Tucci was in this movie, 2019, called The Silence. Now, again, I saw it a couple months ago. And I'm not going to lie. I saw it and I remember telling my girl, I'm like, yo, this is like the most blatant fucking ripoff of A Quiet Place I've seen, but I'm entertained by it. You know, I'm entertained by, you know, what's going on here and what's going on with this family. And when I'm more excited to go back on and appreciate a movie that just blatantly rips off A Quiet Place than I am about, you know, A Quiet Place Day One trailer with fucking Lupita Nyong'o and Jaimin Hansu, something's wrong. There's something wrong here. And I feel like, just from first impressions, I feel like this is going to be one of those unnecessary prequels, man. I was just talking to somebody on TikTok this morning, and we were talking about, they were responding to a video I did, a green screen, talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And one of the things that they said was, you know, they hated the prequel to Leatherface. And I said, yeah, it's very unnecessary. You know, I made some comments otherwise about it, but I said it was one of those prequels that we did not need at the end of the day. And I feel like A Quiet Place, being as though the sequel was so solid, the only place to go was up. You know, this is a story that can just keep progressing further and further. I didn't care. You know, there's a fucking reason that I, like, people be thinking I'd be over exaggerating, and maybe sometimes I do. I overthink, I over exaggerate sometimes, but sometimes I be knowing people. Hashtag I be knowing. And I said, I didn't care where they came from. I didn't want to see day one. I didn't want to see the beginning of the end. And I feel like this is proving my point. This is definitely proving my point, man. I feel like I got a little bit too much hope seeing John Krasinski right away. Maybe that's what they did to reel people in. They were like, yo, they told the editor, it's like, psst, here's $50, man. Put John Krasinski in the beginning of the trailer, all right? Tap the shoulder and then just walk the fuck off. No, I feel like the editor would have to get, like, slip maybe, like, a couple Benjis. You know, it's big money over there in Hollywood because this was a, yeah, Paramount Pictures, man. They're not going to slip him a 50. If I'm an editor on trailers and you slip me a 50 and expect me to do what you ask me to do, I'm like, yeah, okay, well, where's the rest of it? Like, we make way too much fucking money over here for you to slip me just a $50 bill. Nah. But I don't know, man. I'm not too impressed with this trailer. And it's crazy because as much as I wasn't really super looking forward to this, I always want to be proven wrong. In the back of my mind, I always want to be like, damn, okay, well, I'm impressed with what they did. You know, I stand corrected. But nah, this is not one of those moments, man. I'm pretty disappointed. You know, I'm pretty disappointed, and it's weird. It's kind of, I know I contradict myself a lot because I always come into these, not always, but sometimes come into them like, yeah, I'm not, you know, I didn't want to see this. I didn't want to do it. But I think the whole idea of me doing these trailer reactions for y'all and for me, for that matter, is to see if I feel any differently about it, you know, and to get these thoughts out to y'all and, you know, for somebody to, you know, DM me or be online and be like, yo, I told you so. I told you this was going to be, you know, there was somebody, again, on TikTok, there was somebody who told me and Johnny Zuko, I can't wait for Carl Urban. You know, we were talking about how we were not fans of the Carl Urban casting for Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat 2. And we just, you know, we shared the same views on that. And somebody was like, yo, y'all better apologize or y'all better eat y'all words when Carl Urban knocks it out the park. And, you know, they went on to say some other shit, and I'm like, nah, we feel how we feel, and, you know, opinions are opinions. Respectfully, we can debate, but I disagree. I don't think it was good casting. However, I said, we absolutely will eat our words and let y'all know that y'all were right, you know, if Carl Urban knocks the role out of the park. That's one of the most fun things I find about all of this, man, about everybody being movie buffs, is the fact that when we're proven wrong about things, we can go back on that. Like, okay, you were right. I told you so. Ha ha. And then, you know, the debate continues on and on. The agreements continue on and on, man. I love it. But this is, yeah, I guess, people, whatever. Y'all already know where to go. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last, but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. Did this trailer first once I got myself together and had my coffee. So next up, I will be doing the trailer two, actually, for Imaginary, Blumhouse's own fucking horror version of Teddy Ruxpin. So we'll see where that goes. And like I said, man, I'm pretty sure I'm going to repeat this again when I do the trailer reaction. Blumhouse saw how much fucking money Five Nights at Freddy's made. They said, get that goddamn bear off the shelf and get his ass on, get him on that silver screen. They had that bear, I'm telling y'all, they had that bear sitting on that shelf for the last couple years and was like, okay. They told Dwan DeWise, like, look, we love you in Jurassic World, but if you know, Five Nights at Freddy's is a hit, we got you. We're going to pull that bear off the shelf. We're going to dust off the film reels, and we're going to get this fucking movie made. I just feel like that movie was made a long time ago, and they feel like they're bringing it out at the right time. But we'll see, man. That's the trailer that's coming up next for y'all. I'm not sure which one I'm dropping, so this shit might be out of chronological order a little bit. But y'all already know, the love and support y'all show me, I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.